This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello.
Hello. What are all of us doing today? We're all here together. That's a good thing. The facts are going to become evident. It's almost like a trial, an on-air trial. This is the DJV show. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer, Horn, Victoria, Keelan, Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Speaking of Washington, the impeachment drama continues there. Where is the debate tonight? Where is the... Where are they?
It's Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, Atlanta. You're right. They're in Georgia tonight. It's going to be on MSNBC, and 10 of the candidates will be there. For some, this is probably the last time you're going to see them in a
public
debate forum.
Is Steyer in there?
It's going to be Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden, Amy Klobuchar, Cory Booker, Mayor Pete, Tom Steyer, Elizabeth Warren, Tulsi Gabbard, Kamala Harris, and Andrew Yang. Those will be the 10 that square off.
All right. So why not Bloomberg? He hasn't got enough. He hasn't registered enough
He's not really even officially in the race yet. Hasn't even said he's going to run yet.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. All right. So that's, what are we expecting? Anything is not as the, do you really think people learn honestly? Victoria, if you watch this, or Kara or Jennifer, do you really learn, you feel like you learn anything that is important that would help you make a decision on who to vote for by watching these debates?
If the questions are appropriate, sure.
Yeah. Who comes up with the questions?
When you have a field this big, what I think the debates do is it crosses people off your list. So maybe if people are opening their mind to a certain number of candidates, it starts to eliminate people more than it does present a clear winner. It probably helps people kind of scratch people off the list.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okay, all right. So... the debate, we'll talk about that tomorrow, the continuing focus on the impeachment and that nonsense, because that's really, in my mind, what it is. It's just complete nonsense. I don't sense that there's anything new. I mean, who's making up the
mind? Well, there's
something new
happening
right now. It's
kind of like
the debates. Yeah.
The new bit is that day four is just getting ready to get underway. It's going to happen in the next hour when they gavel into this hearing. But there was a little bit of a scare just a few moments ago, some breaking news that the U.S. Secret Service and Capitol Police responded to a suspicious package at the South Capitol Street door of the Longworth House office building where the public hearings are taking place. Staff and other personnel were directed away from this area. They're now reporting that it was actually an unattended backpack, but they haven't yet cleared it of the area. So probably just a scare, no big thing, but obviously everybody's tensions are a little high during things like this.
Other non sort of operational things, government, our government, South Korea, have come to an impasse, it would seem, over how to pay for all of these, what do they call them, war games, $924 million. That's what South Korea is supposed to pay for the 28,500 troops that are stationed there. And apparently they're balking at that. The U.S. wants South Korea to increase its contribution up to $4.7 billion for this next year. Is that something we should be doing with everybody, not just South Korea? I mean, why should we as the taxpayer be paying to protect these people? I don't see. Now that this has come to light.
Let's be honest. This is not just, it's not philanthropy.
But is it worth this kind of dough, do you think, Victoria?
Well, if you're positioned right next to Kim Jong Fatty, and we don't know what he's going to do, then, yeah, I would say, I don't know exactly what the price tag should be, but having a position there seems important, sure.
Speaking of Kim Jong Fatty, he says he's not interested in talking to us anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
so it might,
that's
right. And so if he's continuing to shoot rockets, which I think he has recently, then I think it is our presence there is important.
He hasn't done any nuclear testing since Trump started conversations with him, which is important, and that's still a big win. But you can guarantee, or you can look for the direct correlation between China's relationship with the U.S. and what Kim Jong-un is doing, because he is their puppet. And when he wants the United States to kind of come in and seem like they're making progress. So right now, I think the talks with China are going okay, which is why you're not hearing too much. You just, I don't want to talk. I don't want to deal with it. But that changes as China's relationship with us changes.
Remember that old song, I'm Your Puppet? Remember that song? It was done by, I think, Jimmy Ruffin, if I'm not mistaken.
Don't even know who that is.
Jimmy Ruffin? No. Really?
I don't know what you're saying.
Oh, my God. I don't know who Jimmy Ruffin is. Good heavens. I'm going to better move on to something else. Speaking about unrest and that sort of thing, 100 protesters have been killed in Iran this week. 100 protesters killed all over Iran, not just in Tehran, but 21 other cities around. This unrest has been, and I don't think it's all being completely reported, frankly. I think they put a lockdown. Didn't they shut off all internet? Wasn't that part of what we were talking about earlier in the week, that they shut down any and all communication with the outside world? So the fact that there is news that 100 people have been killed, it looks like they have snipers that are just shooting into the crowds. It's kind of like, I mean, what's going on? The Hong Kong thing, I haven't heard too much from Hong Kong the last couple of days. Has anybody else? I'm looking around, I see what's going on in Iran and how things are upset there. But I'm not sure what the latest is from Hong Kong, other than it is the Chinese trying to keep that secret, and they aren't doing a very good job of it.
There was a big uptick, I think, yesterday. They were all gathered. The anti-government protesters were all gathered, all kind of come together at a university that they were trying to rebuild their military assault, basically, on the police. They were trying to get everything together. I don't know what happened with that. Last I heard was yesterday when they thought that it was going to get kind of brutal and violent with these anti-government protesters going directly after the police that were there guarding them, essentially.
Speaking of brutal environment and violence, did you see the story about the 16-year-old girl who was arrested yesterday? Apparently some of her friends found a notebook that detailed a plan that she had come up with to basically blow up a black church in Georgia. White girl charged with criminal attempt to commit murder. This is at the Bethel African Methodist Episcopal Church in Gainesville. You look at this stuff and you wonder how these kids get this angry. How at this age are you that distorted in your view about the world? It is.
And thank God her friends and other people at the school were actually smart enough to turn in this notebook and say something about it.
Yep. Yeah. And, well, that's the thing. There's a lot of people that, I mean, it's kind of like a catch as you can. Kara, one way or the other. All right, so here's another one. This one from the same neck of the woods, although a little more. We all remember the television show Breaking Bad, right?
Mm-hmm. Never saw it, but I know of it, sure.
Okay, so this week, authorities in Arkansas. I think it was in Little Rock. Okay, yep, the professors there are two professors, Terry Bateman and Bradley Rowland, who have been charged with manufacturing meth in the college, in their laboratories, in the chemistry building at the college. The Clark County Sheriff's Department said that they have been, apparently they're not too smart about this. They were both associate professors of chemistry, Henderson State University. 3,500 students in the school, 70 miles southwest of Little Rock in a town called Arkadelphia. Professors went on administrative leave once the university found out what was going on. The police were called in. Apparently some kids who were buying this stuff from the professors. How stupid can you get?
Well, on which end? Where do we start?
Well, stupid, yes, but for a while, pretty smart. Stupid getting caught.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Profitable, well, I guess, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. So they had found some benzyl chloride, apparently, which is used to produce this stuff. And
you know, at least it was in a lab because it didn't blow up. Because you hear the hillbillies right. and chemistry don't mix. And so whenever they're trying to make it in the shed, it always blows up. It even blew up in one guy's pants. Remember that a couple years ago?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
people
so
right. at least this all was, the time.
Yeah, at least this was, you know, in a laboratory with people with degrees. Not
so
that I'm
last spring,
that, but, you know.
One of the professors, Mr. Bateman, was honored by the school for having made advancements in chemistry.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh,
not the kind of advancements they thought they were awarding him for.
What, by the way, happened to that revival? What do you call it? Said he wouldn't do it, but wasn't Aaron Paul the other one that was in that?
Yeah, it's new. I forget what it's called.
It's like El Camino or El something.
Camino.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. Yeah. They made a movie
it
out
is.
Of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. My Pillow guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. That's kind of old news, not bad news. And then I think last year we had how many new products? The Giza sheets. About this time last year, a couple of years ago, they started making pillows for your pets, and then they came up with these fabulous. MyPillow mattresses and mattress toppers all in the last couple of years. So the newest thing, if you're a MyPillow customer, are these towels. There's a six-pack of towels available now at MyPillow.com. All of them made from USA, completely 100% USA cotton. All of them manufactured here in our country. So if you're having trouble finding a towel that actually absorbs the water, you want something that dries you well, you want to go to MyPillow.com and order the towel six-pack. Use the DJV code and you'll get 30% off these amazing towels, brand new on the market. Imagine, already they've discounted them for our listeners 30%. New technology, it's just, towels are not all the same. It's kind of like a lot of other things. Towels need to dry you. That's what their job is. And if you have towels that don't dry you, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special tab, get the 30% off deal. Amazing towels, do very, very well with them. You get a 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like them, send them back, get your money back. Enter the promo code DJV for these great radio specials, all of them. Save up to 66% on some of the products. You got to check them all out at MyPillow.com.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it works. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin and its huge 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to toploss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm Dr. Bob Arnott, and I treat pain with Salonpas. Before you take anything for back or joint pain, I recommend applying topical pain relievers first, like Salonpas lidocaine patch. Salonpas lidocaine contains the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription. It blocks pain receptors, providing effective, long-lasting, and non-addictive relief. Also available in roll-on or cream. Look for the silver Salonpas box in the pain relief aisle. Salonpas, it's good medicine.
Sponsored by Hizamitsu.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
JV program is Wednesday, the 20th of November. Victoria, Kara, and I here with Mandy Moore, who has announced a North American tour for next year. She's the star of This Is Us, you'll recall. Going back on the road, she announced a North American tour following her highly anticipated return to music. She said, quote, "It's been over a decade since I've hit the road, but I'm thrilled to put together an intimate, elevated evening of new and old tunes performed with a superb group of musicians. I want the show to have threads of what the writing and recording process was like with this band, almost like you've been invited into our living room for an inside glimpse. It feels good to be sharing this side of me again, a real side of me I've been itching to put back into the universe." Over the past couple of weeks, she's been releasing singles. When I Wasn't Watching is one of them, and I'd Rather Lose, both from her upcoming album, which is coming out early next year. It'll be her first in 12 years. I'm trying to remember what I know or remember knowing about Mandy Moore.
You've probably seen her in a bunch of movies. She's done kind of a big, she's had a lot of versatility, I would say. And then This Is Us has become such a runaway hit.
Yeah.
She was married to, you're going to confuse this with Bryan Adams up in Canada. Not Bryan Adams. Ryan Adams. Kind of like emo, gross kind of guy. Anyway, she was married to him, and apparently he was incredibly oppressive and squashed her entire music career. I think that's why she's made a big deal now. She's married to someone else and happy.
What is it about men who try to tell women what to do? What is it?
Well, then after they got divorced, a lot of sexual harassment stuff came up.
If you marry somebody, you're going to know who they are and know what they're all about.
That's what you would think.
I think she was also fairly young and was, I don't know, he might have been more successful at music or knew more than
was.
She did. And so, you know, she was also, she was a kind of a teen pop star. And I'm sure she wanted to go a more serious direction with her career and fell in love with him and thought that he could help. And then, of course, he ruined it for her. She seems so nice in every interview I've ever seen with her.
Changing people is not what you can do, you need to do, or should be doing.
I'm glad she seems to have grown up and seems to be in a much better place now and much happier.
So the Spotify pre-sale of his music starts today at 10 local time. Then tickets on sale for her tour on Friday. What's today? Wednesday? Friday at 10 o'clock local time. All right, that's the Mandy Moore story and update here on the DJV program, 26 and change after the hour. Now, news, musical news from former Glee star Lea Michele, who's celebrating the magic of her hometown, New York, during the holiday season with a new music video for her single, Christmas in New York. Let's listen to a little of this.
Yeah, give me a minute to hook it.
Whoopsies, wrong song, but it's still Lea Michele singing.
This is every song.
Thanksgiving Day's been put away.
This is the right one.
Okay, Christmas in New York.
And the finally.
Video features the Empire State Building, Central Park, ice skating rink at Rockefeller Center. And this song is part of her 11-track holiday album. The album's called Christmas in the City, featuring classics like Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, Silent Night, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. She's got former Glee co-stars Darren Criss and Jonathan Groff on. That's nice. I like this upbeat, yeah. Nice, that's good. I like this. Update? I mean, upbeat?
Yeah, she did a cover, or she did a Christmas song with Kelly Clarkson on Kelly's new TV show, and it was really good. So, and she definitely has more of a Broadway voice, but
I like this so far.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, nice. 28 past the hour. Looking forward to Christmas this year on the DJV program. When was the last time you whitened your teeth? Holidays are coming. Now is the time to brighten up those teeth and make your smile more inviting. Don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored, ugly teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday photo ready in no time at all. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore and sensitive like all those other whitening treatments. And it's totally safe and effective, all natural in fact. If you're not happy, Power Swabs, backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797 for 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. Call for Power Swabs, 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile, 800-208-1797. The focus on losing weight, for some people it's a year-long battle, for some people it lasts 10 years, for some people it lasts their entire lifetime. Kalotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, which is a weight loss product that is completely natural. It's not like some of these crash diets where you lose 30 pounds in 30 days, no.
Most people do see inches and pounds within the first 4 to 6 weeks of taking the product. But our 90-day program is where our huge 86% success rate is. So if you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better while you're taking it too.
So go to Kalotren.com, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. And right now there's a huge special, as I mentioned. Don't miss out on your way of saving a lot of money, saving your life, saving your health. Go to Kalotren.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As the Democratic-led U.S. House impeachment investigation into President Trump continues, Republicans have been trying to chip away at the credibility of some of the witnesses. Yesterday, Ohio Republican Jim Jordan said Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman's supervisors and colleagues had concerns about his judgment.
When Mr. Morris was asked by Mr. Castor, did anyone ever bring concerns to you that they believe Colonel Vindman may have leaked something? Mr. Morrison replied, yes.
Vindman's on the National Security Council and monitored President Trump's controversial July phone call with the president of Ukraine. He rejected the assertion that he had leaked vital information. The Pentagon says 2 service members died in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan that does not appear to have been related to combat. And this is USA Radio News.
You have a job to fill. You post your opening to dozens of online job sites and receive 600 resumes, which you barely have time to eyeball and settle on someone good on paper. In real life, they aren't. You train, retrain, correct, redo, admit defeat, start all over again. Robert Half is the better way to find top talent quickly. Robert Half interviews and custom matches applicants to your exact requirements. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wednesday, November the 20th. This voice belongs to Doug Steffen. Other voices here, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schoen. We're here to bring you up to date on some of the stories that a lot of people are talking about and then give you new information, different information, updated information about other things that are going on. So prove me right, Victoria, will you please?
About what? Prove you right about what?
A lot new information, stories other people are not talking about, or things that are different than what folks thought about a particular issue or story.
Well, Kara and I are pretty mesmerized right now, so we're just going to go with this. The Prince Andrew stuff is insane. So there are now new documentaries
really
that are... There are new documents that are out that include, like, his flight track record and the flight log and then a diary of his, which essentially is a plan book of what his calendar looked like. There are big gaps in it and time and different moments where he said he was in certain places. There's nothing that can corroborate that. He had eight days where he was basically no one knows where he was. And apparently he doesn't know where he was either because he was specifically asked about these 8 days. This dates back to 1999. And he was asked about specific dates where this girl who was 17 said that she was basically held as a sex slave of Jeffrey Epstein's. and that she was forced to have sex with Prince Andrew. And his answer, instead of saying, no, I never had sex with a 17-year-old sex slave, his answer is very murky, saying that he thinks that maybe he was in Boston at the day that she said that this occurred, and then he said maybe he was in New York the night before, but then he definitely did go to Boston at some point, and he knew that Jeffrey Epstein and the rest of his entourage had already left New York and had gone back to the island. So the more he talks, the worse this gets.
Yeah, he's
instead of
smart.
Just saying, no, I never had sex with a 17-year-old, he's trying to corroborate his own story with his scheduling, which is a mess. Yeah. So apparently now the Queen has called him to Buckingham Palace or to Windsor Palace, and they're trying to do some crisis talks because things are, the fallout in the UK after his interview that he gave over the weekend, it just keeps getting worse. And I don't know.
He's just not that bright. I thought he was very bright.
Clearly, but he was in this to know when Jeffrey Epstein and the rest of his crew, he already knew that they'd left to go back to the island. So he knew their schedules. He knew he was very in with this circle of disgusting cretins. So I don't know how anyone would believe that he didn't engage in sex with this 17-year-old.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about something that's good. All right. There's been a sort of secretive startup that Bill Gates had been paying for the past couple of years that apparently, according to the information that's floating around today, has achieved some sort of fantastic breakthrough, a solar plan aimed at saving our entire planet. It's called Heliogen. And apparently it came from they discovered a way to use artificial intelligence and a field of mirrors to reflect so much sunlight that it generates extreme heat above 1,000 degrees Celsius, not enough to power carbon industrial process by like making cement and stuff, but it's good for it'll help. It helps create power. It just doesn't help transmit it. We still have to use the wires and stuff that are around, but there are a lot of people who are working very hard to get away from fossil fuels, and this looks like the next step on the rung of that ladder. And very expensive, but Gates put the deal together. But this company has come out. Nobody really knew who the company was. They've created essentially a solar oven, and they're going to take the heat and use it for power. I mean, that's pretty much what solar energy does anyway, but this is carbon-free completely, complete carbon-free sunlight. There's a place in the desert on your way from, if you're flying to Las Vegas and you're traveling across the Arizona desert, there's a place where 93 and 95 come together outside of Las Vegas, about 100 miles outside. It has a farm. It has a solar farm. And you can see it from space. It's that big. You can drive by, and on a sunny day, it'll pretty much blind you. It's huge. And that's created a lot of great business opportunities there. But if you look at this thing and how it's working, it's sort of the next step in solar power. Maybe that's the way it is. But this kind of stuff's going on, and it's great because we can embrace this sort of thing going on. Something good. Today, we were talking earlier, is Future Teachers of America Day. And I started thinking about a lot of different, I was a teacher for 4 years in a secondary school. I taught in college for a couple of years. I enjoyed it immensely. I was not trained, nor was I prepared to be a teacher, and I'd be the first to admit it. But I became a doggone good teacher because I paid attention to what was going on. I was organically interested and curious, as I guess that's made me a decent radio host because I am a curious sort. But I also very interested in the kids, the children. I don't even like the term kids because for me on the farm it refers to goats. Children and young adults and having an influence on them. One of the things that I found when I was working on the way we reacted to what students were interested in and the way we acted around them as they became adults. You know, these kids at this age, I taught 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th grade English and speech. And then I taught sophomore English in college and speech as well, and drama and debate and that kind of stuff. And so I came across a lot of students who didn't really know what was happening in their lives. I think that's the case today. I mean, we all know that. You, Kara, can remember. I'm sure Victoria can remember having classmates that were clueless, and they didn't seem to have any direction. They didn't know where they were going. And at the time, we were not taught or told that we couldn't engage with the students. So without becoming too familiar with them, but understanding what some of them are going through, you can kind of relate. And I don't think that's happening now. I saw a lot of kids being suspended from Framingham High School here because of doing things, these electronic cigarettes and that kind of stuff. And then, you know, the way that they talk to or treat teachers, the disrespect that they have for the learning process, that kind of stuff. And I wonder what we do to fix that. I went back and I found also a focus. This is, every once in a while, I referenced this earlier this morning. There's a speech that I did in September of 1965 when I was a sophomore in college about comic books. It was a debate in which I took the position that comic books were harmful to children. And I fast forward myself, look at some of the notes and what was happening then. The Superman comics were very popular, and there was a big story about a youngster jumping off a roof with a cape trying to be Superman. And it was the beginning of the era of horror comics, and what was going on with people who were trying to harm others. They would take some of the things that they saw in the comic books and use them on others. And I think of all of the, that was in the day when there wasn't as much connection or communication as there is today. And all of the things that children are exposed to with the devices and the things that they don't learn from their parents. Like, I'm guessing, Victoria, because when I hear you talk about your parents, it's a loving relationship, and you learned probably a great deal, if not most of who you are, is because of your parents. And Kara, I would guess from what I've heard you, I don't know that I've heard you talk much about your mother, but I know you've talked about your dad and how influential he was. I'm guessing both of them were influential. But today, I think we can all see it. Children are not that influenced by teachers. They're introduced to the world through devices. And I don't know. I mean, what do you do about it? What is there that, is the teacher of the future going to be a human being, or is it going to be a device? I think that's a very serious question, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, I think there's a relative. How do you get away from the influence of these things that kids have in their hands all the time? Go ahead.
Well, I think you're not supposed to have phones in school.
No, but they can have computer, iPhones, iPads.
Right, for school stuff, sure, yeah.
Yeah, right. But that's not even a good idea, I don't think. How do you? I think you become too dependent on them. And I keep using the term and I don't like it, but I'm thinking about something. At one point in time, I read about what it is that creates the being that we know as a child developing into a human being. I'm watching it with my grandson now. But we can all go back to our own reality because we imitate that which we grow up around. So if your parents are critical, like my father especially was very critical. And so I then became somewhat critical. You sometimes hear it with me. You tease me with Captain Curmudgeon. I've learned to try to fight it as an adult and been fighting it all my life. But it hasn't been easy. Because that's what I grew up around. So, but there's that, you know, if you're around hostility or abuse, you're going to get that. If you're around parents that encourage you, you'll be confident. If you're around parents who are fair, you'll be a just human being, it seems to me. If you're around tolerant parents, you'll probably be more patient. If you live with approval, you will like yourself, your children will like themselves better, that sort of thing. But you are learning from what you find in the world. And if we're learning from a device rather than a human being, I wonder. I just do. I wonder out loud whether that's... So as we focus on the future teachers of America, who they are, do you know, for example, Victoria or Kara, people that have been teachers that you think really were... I'm talking about your age now. People that were inspired to be teachers and became good teachers, Victoria, do you know?
My best friend is a teacher, and she's amazing. Yep.
Yeah. What level does she teach?
I think this year she's teaching sixth grade literature. And, yeah, she's fantastic and has such a devotion and a passion for it. So I, any kid who has her is really, really lucky. And she will be one of those teachers that kids always remember. As an influence in their life, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about you, Kara? What about you and your circle of friends? Do you have people that are beginning teachers?
Not within my close circle of friends, but I definitely know quite a few people that I went to college with who I think were pretty inspired by their teachers. I also know people who were inspired kind of by bad teachers and, you know, thinking like, what are these people doing in schools? And I think wanting to provide a better environment for other students, which... is a negative thing. I mean, I've heard so many stories. It's funny. I was listening to a song this morning, and it was, it was a rap song that was just on the radio. And one of the lines was someone's, you know, one of the people saying that, oh, my teacher told me I'd never amount to anything. And it's amazing how many times I've heard
Parents say that from different people. Yeah.
And I can never imagine saying that to someone, especially a child. You're never going to amount to something just because someone's not good at math or has trouble paying attention
at
school.
What a horrible thing to say.
And that really impacts you and sticks with you your entire life and really determines a lot of things that you do in the future. So, I mean, I had a lot of amazing teachers, and I'm really grateful for that because I still think back to, I don't know, the way they treated me or some of the things that they taught me, and I think that's super important for everyone.
Yep. Certainly food for thought, no question about that. Let me give you some more things to think about in terms of weight loss. There's a breakthrough for people who get on the Calotren program, Calotren. The holidays are upon us. From now through Valentine's Day and the Super Bowl, maybe you'll gain 4 pounds, maybe you'll gain 10 pounds. Whatever it is, you want to put a stop to it before it starts by getting on the Calotren program right now so that you have a sort of fighting chance to keep your weight where it is. So you're not going to have to fight next spring at losing weight so that you look yourself again. This is an all-natural, all-drug-free, stimulant-free product. The essential active ingredient is collagen protein, been proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss. So if you go to Calotren.com, you can see all about the product. You can order their 90-day supply, get another 90 days free, all kinds of success stories. You can talk to people online. There's a story of a lady named Laura who lost 54 pounds. She got married. She wanted to get married and look her best, and she did. She went on the program for 6 months. That's quite an achievement, I think, under the circumstances. So the story of success will be determined by you. But you got to try it to be successful. So go to Calotren.com. Special deals are there. Use the check the box for DJV. Save money, get free delivery, and look your best starting now. 10 before the hour.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Dr. Peter Glidden, million plus views on YouTube, will be hosting a one-time appearance Saturday, November 16th at the Hills Hotel in Laguna Hills, California. Call 714-920-9412 to register. This is a rare appearance of Dr. Glidden covering health issues and a recipe for healthy living. Don't miss this one-time event. Call 714-920-9412. Again, 714-920-9412.
The mystery going here too long. 53 past the hour. Chuck Curry is here. It's Movie Moments on the DJV program. This is the movie music from Earthquake, which was, what, 40-some-odd years ago, 50 years ago? How long ago did this movie come out, Chucker?
This month in movie history, November 15th, 1974, Doug, Earthquake hit theaters. It was advertised as an event. It had that audio gimmick sense around, which actually was a lot of fun back in the day. You know, I remember
Towering Inferno movies. Had it. That all those disaster movies had it.
No, Towering Inferno didn't. It was Midway Battlestar Galactica, a roller coaster, Earthquake, and I think there was one more film that had it. But anyway, same year, 1974, Earthquake competed to try to get some of the biggest stars in Hollywood to sign up with the Towering Inferno. Towering Inferno, which was the number one grossing film of 1974, was led by Steve McQueen and Paul Newman, some of the best headline casting of all time, pairing at least. And then Earthquake nabbed Charlton Heston and George Kennedy. I read a footnote not long ago. I thought this would have been really interesting. Charlton Heston played the lead in this film, but originally Universal Pictures wanted James Caan to play the lead in that film. And if he would have been cast, it would have been, I think, maybe a more interesting film. I do like Earthquake, though. One other footnote to this movie. Lorne Greene played Ava Gardner's father in the film.
Yeah.
And in real life, he was only 7 years older than her. A lot of people always talk about that casting. To me, it didn't make a difference, but I did like it. One of the more darker disaster films of all time, I think. And a very unhealthy relationship in that film between Heston and Ava Gardner's characters. But I did like it.
All right, now, fast-forwarding to today, the new Mr. Rogers movie with Tom Hanks out this weekend, is it not? I think it's this weekend.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
And he says that he's found his wife did some ancestral work going to 23andMe. Did you see that? And he was related to his
I saw that thing. He was on. He was on. I think he was on one of the morning talk shows today. And he was. He's a sixth cousin of Fred Rogers. Do you believe that stuff?
Well, I think the DNA
seems a little,
stuff.
It seems a little like a nice publicity stunt to me.
Well,
but
it is a good publicity stunt. Yeah, no question about that. I'm looking forward to this movie. I think it'll be a lot.
Me too.
Not whether it's fun, if that's the right word for it, but stimulating. There's probably a tear or two in it, some good memories. It's just, and I think he's a good. I was trying to think, how could he play Mr. Rogers? But he's good at capturing the image of people like that. Don't you think Hanks is?
Oh, it's one of the most iconic talents in the last 30 years in film. It's been a great career. Interesting part about it, it's rated PG, not PG-13, PG, which is not a lot of films are rated PG anymore, other than, you know, some Disney family films. But PG is interesting other than PG. So it's obviously a very clean movie, Doug, and that's not a bad thing.
No, not at all. All right, what else have you got cooking?
I thought this was interesting. Paramount Pictures is greenlit another Star Trek movie. Bring back the rebooted cast: Chris Pine, Zachary Quinto, Zoe Saldana, Paul Urban will
that?
Be back.
I figured it was.
I am because they've been they sort of were hesitating over the last few years about doing it or not. They had one idea and then they pulled the plug. So I didn't think with this cast at least it would materialize. They hired a new director to write. And direct. There's also supposedly a standalone Star Trek movie that will be written and maybe directed by Quentin Tarantino that will be R-rated. Whether that actually ever happens, I say 50-50 at best on that. But I do like Chris Pine a lot. I think he's a really appealing, talented guy, and Captain Kirk fits him, I think, pretty well. I also think Zachary Quinto is a great Spock.
Who was the guy who was in there that died and got run over by his Jeep? Was in the last one of the Star Trek movies.
Anton Yelchin.
Anton Nelson, which is awful. Yeah.
What role did he play?
He played.
He was the Russian. I can't remember his name. Chekhov?
Chekhov?
Yeah.
All right, so did they replace him?
They will. They will.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah, which is a shame.
You had something else exciting?
I do not have anything else exciting.
You told me you had all this exciting stuff.
No, I said I wanted to speak about Earthquake for like 2 hours, but you only gave me like 4 minutes of airtime.
Well, it was to keep you from talking about Elizabeth Banks and some of the silly stuff. I'm disappointed in her saying that men don't go to see these movies because I don't think that's true.
No, I don't. I said yesterday about Captain Marvel. I think a lot of men flock to movie theaters. I think Sigourney. I think Sigourney Weaver in
Wonder
Aliens
Woman.
Is the greatest action hero in terms of female casting of all time.
But it is Linda regardless Hamilton of what she said. If you haven't seen it, it's a good, fun movie. Go see it. It's around now. The new Charlie's Angels. Chuck Curry on the DJV program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.